Hi, Jeanette. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi, Dr. Wright. Yes, I have a sebaceous cyst on my abdomen that I've had since 2004 that I keep having to go in to get it drained every few years. And I read one of your articles about rubbing potassium iodine 50-50 with DMSO.
Good for you.
And that it dissolves. I'm sorry?
Good for you. I'm glad you do your reading.
Right. I read about that, and as I ordered the DMSO, the cyst became inflamed, and I went ahead, though, and still put the DMSO on the inflamed cyst for 2 weeks, and I wasn't sure if I was supposed to do that because it's still quite inflamed, and I've been using Lugol's iodine instead of the potassium iodine. And,
okay.
And so I wanted to see if it was okay to put it on an inflamed cyst that's red, or if that was a bad idea.
Over time, it's a bad idea, and it does take months to get rid of sebaceous cysts with potassium iodide. I've worked with women who had them on their faces and wish they would go away faster. But no, it takes takes 3 or 4 months. Now, the problem appears to be, ma'am, the problem appears to be potassium iodide allergy. No kidding. It is possible to be allergic to anything, even stuff that is supposedly natural and good for us. So what you need to be finding is a physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine who can help you get desensitized to the potassium iodide. Now, we do that right here at Tohoma Clinic. We very occasionally, it isn't common, but we very occasionally run into someone who is hypersensitive, otherwise known as allergic, to potassium iodide. And a few people, it's fewer than the potassium iodide, to Lugol's iodide. But remember, Lugol's iodine has a small fraction in it of potassium iodide, so it may be that, it may be the overall Lugol's. But what's needed here is desensitization, and the reason that desensitization is so important is without it, you really shouldn't continue using anything that inflames, particularly if it's going to be used over 3 or 4 months' time. So let's see, how can you find a doctor who can help you with that? You're in West Virginia, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, well, there's two websites to think about, maybe a third one. The first one, acam.org, acam.org. All those are mostly medical doctors, some osteopaths, and maybe some naturopaths, depending on your state, who work in the same general way that I do. There's another one. It's the American Academy of Environmental Medicine. Now, that one is almost entirely MDs. But they focus on allergies. I think it's AAEM.org. But if it's not that, put in American Academy of Environmental Medicine.
Okay.
And up will come to find a physician. And the third one, I'll have to ask you a question. Are naturopathic doctors licensed in West Virginia to see patients?
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, then we only have those two resources. But you should be able to find some
but
folks.
I'm really close to Hagerstown, Maryland, and Winchester, Virginia.
Oh, okay.
So
well, I think
still go there.
I don't know if they're licensed there or not, but the third website, if they're licensed there, is called Naturopathic, N-A-T-U-R-O-P-T-H-I-C, naturopathic, .org. And all those, there's a place to click to find a physician.
Okay, and this is to help me become desensitized to the iodine.
Yes, and so the thing to do, of course, would be to call whichever physician's office and tell them, hey, do you guys check for allergies in desensitized people? Most do, not all do.
Okay, great. I will definitely try that out. I also had another question. What if
somebody is
hyperthyroidism? Would iodine then not be a good idea for someone who is hyperthyroid?
Well, actually, ma'am, if they're hyperthyroid, there was a study done at Walter Reed Army Hospital right there in, closer to you anyway, I think it's near D.C., in which they treated people successfully, and I am yelling, for hyperthyroidism with a combination of lithium first and iodine second. And within 2 weeks, those people were almost all out of hyperthyroidism. And we read that study back in the 1980s, a lot of 1980s references today. And what do you know? It has worked for all but one of the people who've come in with hyperthyroidism since the 1980s. And that one person, we got rid of it in another way, which I won't bother to go into. That study is on record, and nobody uses it, and yet it works so doggone well within 2 weeks. Yeah.
Okay. Excellent, because that's what I was thinking. I haven't been diagnosed with that, but that's some people's thoughts, and so that's another thing I was wanting to ask about.
But
I will definitely go to these websites and look for someone who can do the allergy testing.
Yeah, and find out from them also whether you have hyperthyroidism. That's a simple enough thing to diagnose.
Yeah. Okay. I sure will. Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling.